Despite new ownership, Resolution Copper president Vicky Pesce stresses Oak Flat will remain mostly untouched.
We wanted to make sure that the look, the feel of the area was very similar to how the Forest Service had managed it.
Minus a massive 2-mile-wide crater expected to swallow Oak Flat within the next 4 or so decades. In the meantime, they hired Four Winds Contracting to maintain it.
All their employees are from San Carlos, so they will be out there to manage the campground, to make sure they keep it clean and orderly and neat.
A new website is letting larger groups apply for special use permits.
If people want to come and use the campground, it is open. If people want to use it for cultural purposes, absolutely welcome to do so, and we're excited to work with everybody.
Even Apache Stronghold, the nonprofit, fought the copper mine all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. A spiritual gathering is planned there this weekend, a first since a panel of federal judges allowed the congressional land exchange to go through. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.